Join today with MCC Esports head coach Nathan Rodemeyer. Want to follow up with him after a very successful fall 2024 MCC Esports season. So what I'm reading here, Nathan, you guys had 3 national championships, 6 runner-ups, just really kind of dominating all across all the titles for Esports.
We certainly did. It was by far the most successful competitive season we've had to date. You know, like you said, 3 championships, 6 runners-up. 100% of our teams qualified for playoffs. And I think out of everybody that went to playoffs, about 60% of the teams participated in the championship match for their title, which is just astronomical.
Yeah, that's crazy. For people that don't quite understand the esports world yet, that's like having 100% of your fall sports make it to the playoffs and then 60% of those teams making it to the championship game. So this was a domination by the MCC esports team. You know, the names or the titles that we've really kind of talked about in the past that we've already won championships in, Overwatch 2 and Mario Kart. Are we still national champions in those two titles?
We are. So Overwatch 2 is 3 times in a row, the back-to-back-to-back, the hat trick, whatever you want to call it. And for Mario Kart, yeah, in the ones format, the 1v1 format, we took 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th place in the country. Because that's a singles tournament, you can field multiple students from the same school. And 7 of the 16 playoff spots for that tournament were MCC players, and we walked away with top 4, arguably top 5. They didn't play for true 5 or 6, but we had a player who finished in that 5-6 spot as well. So absolute domination in those two titles, and then we also took 2nd in the country in the teams-based format for Mario Kart. And then to add to that, we have a new national championship and a title that we've gotten close in a couple of times, but haven't quite hit the mark in. And so our Rainbow Six Siege team, which consistently finishes 2nd or 4th in the country, got their national championship on Friday night.
You guys have Mario Kart 1s, Mario Kart 4s, you have Overwatch 2, Rainbow Six Siege. What other games are you guys playing this fall season that obviously you guys had a lot of success in making it to the playoffs?
So we play 12 different games at MCC, and as you mentioned, some of them have multiple formats like Mario Kart. But we play Call of Duty, we play Fortnite, we play Hearthstone, League of Legends, Madden, the several different formats of Mario Kart, Overwatch, Rainbow Six Siege, Rocket League, a couple different formats of Super Smash Brothers. We had Street Fighter for the first time, and then we also had Valorant for the first time this fall. So a lot of different games across the board.
You know, a lot of times we talk about being national champions. You guys are just a community college, and so people probably aren't as familiar with all the different schools that you guys play. But how many different schools are you guys competing against for that national championship?
It varies a lot by game title. Each college registers individual teams for specific games. You know, I rattled off the 12 that we play. Our league actually offers something like 22, 23 games, and each school elects to participate in certain ones. You know, some of the big ones like Smash Brothers 1v1s had over 200 alone in our group. And so, you know, we ended up 2nd in the country in Smash 1v1s out of over 200 people. And Smash has a larger format. If you look at all of the divisions in the NJCAAE, there are over 450 students that compete in Super Smash Brothers 1v1. Some of those, it's a little bit smaller. You know, some things like Rainbow Six and Valorant had something like 15, 20 teams. You know, Mario Kart had something closer to 40. You know, it really varies widely depending on the title. But, you know, there's a lot of healthy competition. It's all across North America. And then there's even a couple of community colleges up in Canada that participate in the league as well.
Yeah, we're joined today with one of the head coaches for the MCC Esports team, Nathan Rodemeyer. We're going to dive in a little bit deeper with one of the other head coaches, Andrew Goforth, and 2 of the players coming up on Open Forum at the end of the month here. So, Nathan, what do you really think kind of makes your team and the MCC Esports, I guess, really kind of crew stand out and have all this success? Are you guys just like drinking Jordan's Secret stuff, or what's going on?
Oh, that's a reference. You know, I don't know if about that part of it, but what I will say is I think Andrew would agree with me, it really boils down to the type of culture that we hope to create at MCC, and obviously that can't come from Andrew and myself and Max and Cass and all of our coaches and things like that alone. It has to come from the students. So if anybody's been in the arena, one of the things you'll see framed up on the wall there is kind of the ethos, the culture of MCC. And it says things like play your game and take care of yourselves and take care of your teammates. And we try to really embody that culture with everything that we do. You know, every person in our 65 person roster really embodies that. You know, they're there to give it their all. They really like being on a team where everybody else on that team is competitively minded with their game, just like they are. And so they really lift each other up in that way. And then also we've taken a strong stance on, you know, setting themselves up for the future. And, you know, most of us won't go on to play professional esports when we're done with college. In fact, the way esports works, it's kind of goofy. A lot of people do pro and then college due to the age thing. You know, we really want them to be set up academically and for success later in life. So not only do they play their hearts out, they also do really well in their classes as well and make that a priority. You know, in the graphic that I sent out, we had 17 students that made the dean's list in spring 2024 from esports. And then we also got recognized as being the top all-academic institution in the country in the league that we play in. And that has over 250 schools that were considered for that. So that's huge.
Yeah, you guys are really dominating, you know, on the sticks, but also in the classroom. And that's creating that culture that you're talking about, that, you know, we've got to take care of ourselves and lift up our teammates along the way. Do you really kind of see that academic side then coming out in the esports? Because I imagine strategy, I mean, that's thinking things through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of esports, just like traditional sports, it's a lot of critical thinking. It's a lot of on-the-fly decision-making. It's a lot of being able to take feedback and criticism from teammates objectively rather than personally. And so a lot of the things these students are doing, you know, with their hands-on activities in the classroom or things like that, they're applying it in their esports practices and matches and vice versa, right? And so I think those things are mutually beneficial. The skill set that people develop by being part of a sport, any sport, really has a lot of widespread positive impact, and I think we're seeing that take place with both the competitive and academic success these students have had.
So, Nathan, I'm sure all of these national champions really kind of helps that recruiting side of things. You're going out talking to some of these players and parents. Why? What are you telling them? What's the pitch to them now of why they should come to MCC for 2 years?
I mean, a lot of reasons. You know, the first thing being a community college, we're a more affordable option than a lot of other ones that are out there. And on top of that, you know, a lot of people kind of view two-year colleges as the stepping stone onto a four-year or something else. But with esports specifically, you know, MCC really has earned a reputation for being one of the strongest schools in the state, as well as the region and arguably the country, for coming and playing in esports. And so that really helps a lot. You know, talking to students about, again, some of the things I just mentioned with the culture of competition and people driving each other to be better. What we see with a lot of high school teams and a lot of students that we recruit is they're really passionate about their games. And they come from a high school culture where maybe they were the one, or maybe there were several people on their team that were really passionate and driven to play their games, while the other members of their team were there more for the social aspects. And I think that's fantastic. But we really want to latch on and attach to those students who really want to be serious about their games and try to push themselves past their current limits. And I think that's one of the biggest selling points that we can talk about when we go out and recruit, and being able to rattle off these stats doesn't hurt either when you're trying to talk about, you know, we take these seriously and the record proves it.
Yeah, we're going to hear from a couple national champions and Ryan Goulding and Ryan Erickson in that open forum at the end of the month here. So, Nathan, is there any other player that really kind of caught your eye this year or really stepped up to help, you know, have as successful of a fall as you did?
Oh, man, with 65, there's so many people that I could rattle off. You know, we have a lot of great leadership from some of our second-year students, so I want to shout out people like Micah Gehringer, Whit Gerard, Ethan McGurr, who's part of the Overwatch team, Ben Stringfellow, who was on the Rainbow Six Siege team. You know, I could go on and on. You know, and the other thing I want to shout out is that we had a lot of first-semester competitors that have dominating performances. So, you know, Fortnite, which is a title that we kind of offer recreationally, it's one of the few that doesn't have dedicated coaching resources. Both of the young people on that, Connor Brewer and Cameron Lanfear, they're both first-semester competitors, and they got second in the country in Division III. So that's huge, and a lot of that is a testament to their dedication to the game. You know, I gave them little bits of coaching here and there, but they were very self-directed and did an amazing job. You know, we had a lot of new students across different rosters. So on the Mario Kart team, you know, Ryan and Roby, who placed first and second, are first semester competitors. Tess Paxa, who placed fourth in the country, also a first semester competitor all the way from Ridgeview over by the Nebraska border. A lot of growth from those players in a very short amount of time. We had our own local Luis Valdez, who is an MHS graduate, who was playing a couple different games for us, and he made top four in Division III for Mario Kart and also played Madden for us as well. And so there's just a, you know, too many students to really name all of them that have been huge leaders for us. You know, one more I'll shout out is Alex Belcher. Alex comes to us from Urbandale. He's a second year student. He is the captain of the Overwatch Blue team, which is our second Overwatch team. He also plays Super Smash Brothers. And behind the scenes, Alex has done a lot of work with setting up the broadcasting schedules for our live streams, stepping in on the microphone when we need additional casters, and making sure that that ability for people to watch our games and see what we're doing doesn't go missed.
Nathan, if anybody was coming onto the MCC campus, come this winter as we turn the calendar, what could they do to get a part of the esports team, or how could they go about joining this in the future?
So every semester is a full reset for us in terms of our rosters and our teams, right? Because we have a fall season and a spring season, and they're completely separate. So if you're listening to this and you're maybe you've been waiting in the wings and haven't stepped forward, or you're going to be attending MCC for the first time in January, I'll come to the arena early on in the semester and talk to Andrew and myself or some of our other coaches, and we will get you in there to, you know, officially try out for some of these games and see if there are ways that we can start working students into our practice schedules or into our rotations for our teams. You know, some students come in and they knock it out of the park right away, and so maybe they earn that varsity position off the cuff. For other students, it's more of a developmental process where we kind of see their passion for the game and their desire to be a part of it. And so we start working them into those practices, getting time in with coaches and teammates, and kind of build them up to be maybe varsity starters in the next year.
Nathan, you're about the same age as me, so I think this will be a fun question to ask you. But growing up as a kid playing Super Smash Brothers or playing those different games, whether it's GameCube to PlayStation to when the Xbox came out, did you think that you would grow up and be playing video games and teaching about video games in your life?
Definitely not. I went to school to become a teacher, and I knew I wanted to teach. When I was young, I didn't know what that was going to be, whether it was going to be English or social studies. I ended up being a social studies teacher for a number of years, but never in that time did I think that I would be coaching or teaching students video games, right? I always used to catch flack in a playful way from parents or other people saying, oh, you know, you spend all your time in your room playing games. What's this going to do for you? And now the joke at family Thanksgiving and Christmas is, man, all those hours you spent in your room playing video games actually kind of went somewhere. And obviously, there's a lot more to it than that in terms of like developing players and working with them. And all my years as an educator have definitely helped with that. But yeah, when I was playing Super Smash Brothers Melee or Halo 2, which are, the games that I would have wanted to compete in as a high schooler, when those opportunities weren't really very widespread back then, no, I had no idea that eventually this is what I would be doing. And I know that Andrew would say the exact same thing. He's been competing in video games and card games since he was 9, 10 years old, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, et cetera. And he feels the exact same way. Neither one of us ever thought that we would step into a role where we're coaching and teaching students about video games and playing them in an organized format.
Yeah, and it's really kind of opened up the door for a lot of other students to find a place on campus, whether that's at MCC or at some of these high schools across the state as well. Kids are finding their niche and really kind of joining that team as well. It's been really cool to see what you guys have been able to do, starting with Amber Lothers just a few years back and continuing to dominate esports here at Marshalltown Community College. So, Nathan, congratulations. Extend that out to Andrew as well, and I know we'll hear from both of you as well as a couple players coming up on Open Forum later this month. So thank you for what you guys do, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Zach, and thank you to all the listeners and everybody in the community that always support what we're doing and kind of really help build up what these students do. Like you said, this is a space for a lot of them that otherwise wouldn't have had these opportunities. And I think that's the most important thing for everybody listening to remember is that, yeah, these students have gone out here and had a heck of a showing. But more important than that, it's the community and the homes that they found doing this thing that they love.